Paul Ramo here in the studio. Of course, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we're usually on Wednesdays around the state of Minnesota. We deal with flooding and talk about precipitation, and it's kind of been an annual thing here, but I've always asked Stan Olson from Madison, because he's our, I call him our local Q92 meteorologist. Stan, thanks for coming in the studio again.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, Stan is very good, very detailed with the amount of rain we get in Lac Parle County, and you just like weather, right?
I do. I've been enjoying that for since a kid, I guess.
talk about that, Stan.
Well,
How did you get started in your interest in weather?
Well, I think I told you on here, well, not keeping records, but I think I got interested in weather when I was 10 years old. We lived down the Nassau corner across from the substation, and we had a tornado go through. I think it was August 9th, and I can still remember the tornado and, you know, the stuff that happened before the tornado and stuff. And I don't know, I guess maybe that's when it got started, when I was only maybe 10 years old.
So you saw a tornado on your farm?
Yep.
The cloud and everything.
Yeah, it came from the northwest. Yep.
Okay.
It was in the evening.
Did it do much damage?
Oh yes, right across the road from us, right by the substation. Leo and Teresa Haas lived there, and it took every building but the house.
Oh wow!
And at our place, it tipped the barn. Our barn was just about brand new, and tipped the barn 22 inches. It didn't. The barn is still standing there. If you ever go by on Highway 75, that's the. That's still the barn.
Oh, Highway 75? Okay.
Yep.
57.
I was 10 years old.
Well, that's the year I was born, Sam.
I'm old, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's probably when I got started.
All right. Well, I've asked Stan in for a reason because he kind of, well, you don't work for, but you're part of the Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Conservation District, right?
Or yep, it's called the Minnesota.
Did I say that right?
Yep, it's called the Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Resources, and then it's every county I think has one, a Soil and Water Conservation District, and I think everybody knows where that is by the post office there in town here.
Yep.
So,
all right. Well, I'm just going to turn the floor over to you, Stan, because you got a wealth of information in front of you. It's very we're talking about severe weather and precipitation, and especially the Lac Parle County area.
Right.
I'm going to let you have the floor there, Stan.
Okay, well, I can't think of any severe weather, really, that we had in Lac Parle County this year, so we're just going to talk about precipitation.
Good.
Precipitation that I had this last year, and then other observers around the county, and then a few other things. But anyway, the first sheet you got there, that's the green sheet. That's the monthly sheet that at the end of the month, if we've had precipitation, each day is marked, and then we send that in, and then they send it down to the state climatology office. So that's, we do, that's each month of the year, so we send that in.
Every month you have to send this sheet in?
Yep, each one.
Does you do it through email or mail?
No, just regular mail, yep.
Snail mail, okay.
Yep, okay, and then the next sheet. That's the one, this is now for all of last year, and this is all the 12 months and each day of the month. And these are the days that I had precipitation.
Wow.
Okay. For the total, and this is melting the snow too. And these gauges that we got are, I think I told you, they're about 4 inches around.
You brought your gauges in a couple years ago, yeah.
But anyway, you see all the different times we had precipitation. Look in May. Last year, May last year, I wrote down rain 13 times in May for a total of 6.99. So you might see 7 inches.
Wow.
Then in June, I had rained 9 times, and that was 5.23. So I had 12 inches in those 2 months. It's no wonder the farmers, if they didn't get some of their crop in before that, you know, there was a couple, 3 weeks, you know, before they could get in again.
That's a lot of rain.
Yep. And then you see on the very bottom there, it's got 9, 7, and 14.
Yep.
That's how many inches of snow I had those months.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's hard to know how many inches of snow you got, you know, especially when you live out in the country with the wind blowing. Anyway, it's 9 in January, 7 in February, 14 in March.
This is total for the month now, snow?
Right, yep.
Okay.
And then we didn't have any in November. In December, I wrote down 5 inches.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Look how dry it was last year.
Well, look here. September, I wrote down a tenth of an inch, and that was one time. October, we had zero. Zero, zero.
And then, last year, yeah.
Yep, and then November I had 2.69, a quarter of an inch in the
Okay.
So anyway, that's
fine. I love these records. I wish people could see what we're looking at because it's very detailed. And
yeah.
So you send this in too with
This is for my own records.
This is for your own records. Okay.
This yearly one, yep. Yep.
Anything surprise you from last year besides May and June?
On here, if it's less than 0.05 of an inch, I do not write it down. I leave it in the rain gauge. And then add it to the next time we get rain, because that rain gauge has got a cover on it, a funnel, so it's not going to evaporate. And if it does evaporate a hundredth of an inch, what's that? That's nothing, you know.
Right. So what was our biggest rainfall in shot last year?
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Well, here it shows on there. Here, April 29th, I had an inch and 16. Okay, I write it down at 8 in the morning. So if some of this precipitation had before midnight or after 8 o'clock the previous days. So this could be the day after because I do it at 8 in the morning.
Okay.
Well, here in May or April 29th, I had an inch and 6/10. And then in May 22nd, an inch and 52. June, I had an inch and 18/100. And the 3rd of June, I had an inch and 7/10. Oh, and then November 2nd, 2.01, and that's the biggest rain I had the whole year.
That was rain in November, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
And that was after everybody had all their field work and stuff done.
November 19th last year, 2 inches.
Yep, 2.01, and then just before. Yeah, that was a good rain because as lumpy as the ground and stuff was, with that 2 inches, that got soaked up. Okay, let's go to the next one.
So total for the year, what was total for the year?
Right there, 27.
27 inches.
Yep, and that's melting what snow caught on the gauge too. 27.13.
Okay.
Yep.
What's that compared to like other years just off the top of your head? Do you know?
We'll get to that
later.
Oh, you
get to that. Okay.
But Madison's average is about 24.5.
Okay.
For the year. Okay, the next one. Okay. Okay, now these are the people in Lacaparl County, like me, that keep track of precip. And there's this last year, there was 11 of us. Okay, I'll tell you who they are. One is Jeff Thompson, and he lives northwest of Boyd, about 5 miles. Jeff Johnson, he lives about 3 or 4 miles northwest of the Baxter Church on 212. Burton Hendrickson is about 8 miles south of Madison on Highway 75. Rose Weber is about 5.5 west of the 5 mile corner, and everybody knows the 5 mile corner is a junction of Highway 75 and 212. Then there's a Mark Hawes, Hawas. He lives by Lacaparl Village. It's Carmen Fernals, and he's east of Madison a couple miles. And then the city of Madison does it, and I'm assuming they have their gauge out at the sewage plant, which is miles southeast of town. And then it's me. I'm about 3 miles northwest of Ziegler, the way the crow flies. Jeff Rankin's north of Madison on the Lewisburg Road. He's about 5 miles north. And then Gary Huffman, who lives in the southwest corner of Agassiz Township, which is the northwest corner of Lacaparl County.
So all these people they just mentioned, they do what you do.
Exactly.
They keep records every day.
Well,
every day.
Well, yeah, if you get rain every day, but you only write it down and check if you get rain,
then you
put it on that green sheet, and then before I send it in, then I write down for that month for my own records on that white sheet.
Gotcha. Okay. That's quite a few people for our county, isn't it, do you think? Or?
Well, I think a couple of years ago it was only like 7 or 8 of us. And then I think the most that's ever been has been 15.
Can I ask, this is volunteer work, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you don't get paid. No,
okay.
You don't get
that's
paid.
That's amazing.
No, you don't get paid.
Okay.
And then if you look on this block thing where it says how much each person got, Madison got 31.32, and I'm the next one below that. 27.13. So the city of Madison had 4 inches more than I did. But from my
place.
Yeah. Okay. But that isn't that much. From my place out to there, it's like 5-6 miles. So that can vary a lot.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Interesting.
Okay, and then what we're looking at now is a map of Minnesota, and it's every county is outlined. It's got a dot for every person in that county that does what I do. Well, Paul, you see where Lacaparl County circled it?
Yep.
There's only 4 dots there.
Hmm.
And you look up here where it says Precipitation Observer Network. I circled that June 23. I look back, and there was 11 of us, so that is not right. There should be 11 dots there instead of 4.
Okay, wow.
But anyway, and this came from the State Climatology Office. In June of 23, 1,682 people in the state of Minnesota do what I do in the other.
Wow, that's amazing. You don't think of that when you look at it's raining out. Who's all,
but
who's
anyways,
all keeping records?
Anyway, it's over 1,600 of us around the county that do it.
When did they start keeping records?
Well, I just got precip records for Madison. I go back starting in 1940.
Okay.
So, you know, that's 84 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, the next sheet. That's that long one.
Okay.
Okay. I started keeping track in 2002. So,
look at this.
So I wrote down through 23 every month and how much precip there was in each month, and I totaled it up on the bottom and stuff. But anyway, what's real interesting in those 23 years that I've been doing that, or 22, the least amount I had in those 23 years was in 2003. I had just about 16 inches, and the most I ever had, you can look down there on the right, I got circled, the most ever was in 2019. I had 38.66 inches. And the year before, I only had 26, so there was 12 inches difference from 18 to 19. And then from 19 to 20, it dropped down to 19. So in 20, I had half the rain that I did in 20 than I did in 19. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, wow. That's really cool. From 2002, it just,
you
know, it looks like we're almost averaging mid-20s for rain.
Well, if you look down to the bottom there,
okay.
My average in those years was 25.20.
Oh, there.
And then right below that is Madison was 24.4, 23. So it's, you know, all those years.
Average of 24, 23 inches of rain a year.
24.4. Okay. And that's melting whatever snow.
Yep.
Okay, then the next sheet here is the precipitation maximums that Madison has had since 1940, and that's through last year. There's only been four times in 84 years that Madison has had over 4 inches, between 4 inches and 5 inches. Madison has never had a 5-inch rain since 1940, and only four times has it been between 4 and 5 inches, and only 10 times 3 inches or more. I can remember some years ago that Granite Falls had 2 5-inch rains in one summer.
Oh, wow.
And we haven't had one in... We haven't had one in 84 years.
Wow. That's inches of rain per day. A day. 3 inches or 4 inches a day.
Yeah, per rainstorm a day.
Per rainstorm.
Yep.
So what's the most the Madison's ever had since 1940?
Okay, in June 17th of 1992, they had 4.47.
That's the most in one rainfall.
Yep, that's the most. And then there's...
Almost 5 inches.
Oh, no, I got that wrong. There's one right below that. 4.63 in August 11th, 2016.
Wow.
But that's amazing. In all those years, never had a 5-inch rain.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And this is for the city of Madison.
Yeah,
this this came from the...
It's official. It's official. Yep. All right, we're wrapping it up here.
Yeah, and then the last sheet is the I think everybody's probably heard of Pete Boulay. He's a climatologist for the DNR. He sends out a weather summary every year for the state. And I'll just read one short paragraph. In a summer that was fairly quiet, severe storm-wise, one event stood out. This was the giant hail that fell in Chicago in Stevens County. One of the largest hailstorms measured in Minnesota fell there. At least one had a diameter of 6 inches. And then the next one killed people. Yeah. And then one more here. It says the warmest September on record statewide, and scant precip caused the drought to return. So the warmest September was last year statewide.
Wow.
So
I can't remember that hailstorm up by Chicago.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was last year, right?
Yep. I got one more thing.
All right.
And I didn't give this statistic, but I've said it on the radio before. The least amount of precip that Madison had in 1 year was in 1976, and they had they had 9.4 inches for the whole year. The next year, 1977, was the wettest ever, and they had a little over 41 inches. So to go from 9 inches 1 year to 41 the next, 32 inches difference, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. What year was that?
1976, the driest, and 1977, the wettest.
Yeah, that's the year I graduated.
Okay. Yeah, yep.
Wow, that's interesting.
I think Scott. Of all the statistics, I think that's...
Okay. All right. Wow. I could talk to you all day.
I know. Yeah.
We can go into more detail,
but right. I'm getting a lot of numbers here. But
all right. Stan, thanks for coming in again. I appreciate it. And we're going to do this again next year.
Hopefully, yep.
What's your prediction for rain this summer?
I don't predict anything more than 2 days ahead of time. No. Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. Stan Olson, our local Q92 record keeper and meteorologist. Can I call you meteorologist?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a degree.